This first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Well, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. And this is Inland Folk for, my gosh, September the 24th and 25th, depending on when you are listening. Pretty amazing. Oh, my gosh. And the years just keep rolling by, as Harry Chapin said. All my life's a circle. Sunrise and sundown, the moon rolls through the nighttime as the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. The seasons spinning round again, and the years keep rolling by. That's what they do. And I want to talk to you about Mark O'Connor. We're getting on down to the wire here in terms of the shows that we're going to do about his appearances here in the Northwest, here in the eastern part of the Northwest. And it's pretty exciting. He will be in Walla Walla with the Walla Walla Symphony on the 4th of October. And they are also featuring the New World Symphony, Dvorak's New World Symphony as part of that. And Mark and his wife Maggie will be performing some of Mark's classical pieces, and we're going to hear one of those classical pieces in a second. And then he will move on into Spokane on the 6th of October. That's the Bing Crosby Theater. Tickets available at Tickets West. I believe that's ticketswest.com or 1-800-325-SEAT. The symphony, Walla Walla Symphony tickets are available at wwsymphony.org. And anyway, so he'll be moving to the Bing Crosby Theater on the 6th of October, and the concert is called American Classics. And it's a piano player and Mark and Maggie O'Connor, and they're going to kick it, all right? And it's going to be really cool. And I'll tell you, you know, when I first started doing this show, and even farther back when I was playing bluegrass and old-timey music and things like that, Mark O'Connor's name was cropping up as, of course, the youngest grandmaster fiddle champion of all time. He still is. And then as this show went through its progression over the years, you just kept hearing about Mark O'Connor doing all these wonderful things, these classical things with Yehudi Menuhin and folk cuts with James Taylor and wonderful things with all the bluegrass boys, the modern bluegrass folks like Bela Fleck and Sam Bush and Russ Barenberg and that bunch. And then the whole country pop thing with the Heroes and the Nashville Cats. There are so many sort of musical carnets, if you will, or incarnates of Mark O'Connor. It's just amazing. Let me show you something here. There's a pop, kind of a pop Mark O'Connor from the album On the Mark, and he sounds just a little bit like this in this pop thing. And there's a folk mass that has a lot of Old Testament implications like this. Now, this is not what we're going to be hearing in those concerts, but I think that is so cool. This guy is a musical genius, and not only is he a musical genius, he bridges so many, many, many musical gaps. We're going to play his bluegrass quartet now, and it's an entire string quartet. And if you listen real carefully, because it's got a lot of sort of neoclassical things going on in it, but if you listen real carefully, you can catch a lot of, especially if you're a bluegrasser, you can catch a lot of the sort of the bluegrass implications and bluegrass nuances in this thing, especially, I think, in the second movement. And so this is Mark O'Connor's Bluegrass Quartet, String Quartet, and sounds like this.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Okay, and that's how it winds up. Classical announcers don't have the privilege of doing that, but folk announcers do. Classical announcers can't go like that. But we can, and you know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. That was Mark O'Connor's Bluegrass Quartet, subtitled The Bluegrass Quartet, his second string quartet, and he played second violin in that. And boy, a lot of bluegrass. That third movement was pretty cool, wasn't it? But you know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back with lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
This program on Northwest Public Radio is coming to you thanks in part to the sponsorship of businesses such as Howard Hughes Appliance and Protec Auto Repair. Their support, plus donations from listeners like you, are a big reason this station is able to bring distinctive programs to you every day. Thank you for your generosity.
Morning clouds that will give way to afternoon sunshine today. Pullman is expecting a high of 63, Lewiston 68. Clear skies tonight with low temperatures in the lower to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine and temperatures nearly 10 degrees warmer than today. And you can expect the warm weather to continue through the early part of next week.
Bit of Dirt Band action there. A little bit of John McEwen there. Oh my gosh. We've had that for a long, long, long time. Long time. So Mark O'Connor, yes indeed, gonna be in Walla Walla on the 4th of October, www.symphony.org. It's a big deal. And they'll be doing the New World Symphony. We're gonna talk about it in just a second. But then he goes on to Spokane on the 6th of October. And when he does that, he's just going to be with Maggie O'Connor and a piano player. And they're going to be at the Bing Crosby Theater. And you get your tickets at ticketswest.com or 1-800-325-SEAT. Sponsored by Spokane Public Radio. Two times to see Mark O'Connor do an Americana. One in more of a classical sense and one in more of a traditional sense. You should get tickets to both of them. I'm going to probably wind up at both of them. So there you go. So I want to play this Mark O'Connor string orchestra thing. And this is from the New World Symphony with Antonín Dvořák. Of course, he got all, you know, from Czechoslovakia. He came to America and he got all excited about the whole folk thing in America. And he incorporated some of that in the New World Symphony. And this is the Mark O'Connor string orchestra. And he, of course, does a lot of this kind of thing with youth and youth orchestras, and made a conscious decision to spend a lot of his life devoting to teaching folks how to play stringed instruments and how to incorporate that into their lives. And so he did. This is from the New World Symphony, Mark O'Connor. And it goes like this. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, Mark O'Connor doing his arrangement with Amazing Grace. Mark O'Connor. This has been virtually a whole hour of Mark O'Connor. We're going to wind up with John McEwen because he's also a genius, and we can't play Mark O'Connor anymore because we played as much as we can play legally. Alrighty. So what we're going to do is we're going to play something from John McEwen's Acoustic Traveler album, and he's kind of a genius too. So, old John, we're going to play Gypsy Nights in just a second. But I want to remind you one more time of these Mark O'Connor gigs, and we'll be talking about this throughout this show and next week's show, because he will be in the Northwest, in the Eastern Northwest, in October. And he culminates that whole thing in Spokane at the Bing Crosby Theater on the 6th of October in Spokane. Get your tickets to Tickets West, sponsored by Spokane Public Radio and others. And a couple of days before that, he'll be in Walla Walla with the Walla Walla Symphony. And that's at www.symphony.org. That's in Cordner Hall there on the Whitman College campus, which is a wonderful, wonderful little auditorium there. I love that place. I played there once at a church camp back in 1970. Actually got to stand on that stage. And then I did some MC work there, and it's just a beautiful auditorium. I'm sure they've remodeled it since 1970. Anyway, that's where you'll see Mark O'Connor with the Walla Walla Symphony, and they are featuring the New World Symphony as part of their gig. And Mark and Maggie O'Connor will be there doing things with the symphony orchestra. The program is listed, by the way, on that website. In Spokane, on the 6th of October, he'll be doing what they call the American Classics Tour with Maggie O'Connor. And next week we are going to hear from the Mark O'Connor Band, which consists of Mark and Maggie O'Connor and his son, who's a hot mando player, and his son's fiance, who's a songwriter and singer. Let's see what that's all about. You know what I mean? You know, depending on how the fiance and the son stick together, you know, it could be a one-shot deal, or there could be tons and tons and tons of albums, and it could all evolve. Who knows? John McEwen. John McEwen, of course, did that big stint with the Dirt Band for so many, many years. And still, when you see Dirt Band anniversaries, he shows up. Did some solo gigs with Jimmy Ibbotson. And he just is featured on all kinds of stuff. He's getting into being in his late 60s now. Fiddle, banjo, guitar, writer. This is from his album that he did on David Grisman's acoustic label. And it's called Acoustic Traveler. And it is really a good album. And it goes like this. We'll be right back. you know what? I got so busy talking about Mark O'Connor and stuff like that that I can't play this whole Gypsy Nights thing from John McEwen. But we can play some other stuff from this album and make it all work. Amanda Cully doing the playlists and unplastic wrapping all the albums. And if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, MAHERWSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. We're going to be right back. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. See you in a minute. Shachi